Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around the district and from further afield. Coming up later in the show, what's going on down at Earthworks this weekend? But first, you may remember that Ruby Rout joined us earlier in the year to tell us about her Food Waste Ninjas project. She explained how she'd visited St Albans City School and found not only that the school was wasting 170 kilograms of food every single week, but that most of this food was fruit and veg. So far, so good. But what happened next? So Ruby, thank you very much for joining me again. So tell us about the session that you had with the children, encouraging them not to waste food.
So after our first food waste audit, I went back to the school and did a small workshop where we focused on the environmental impact of the food waste.
Okay.
And there I told how much food was wasted by the students in the school. And we found out more than 17 tons of food every year. And that's not a full year. We are talking about 40 weeks. So the children were quite shocked and overwhelmed with the amount of food. So we did a workshop. After we did the workshop on how they can change their behaviour on reducing food waste, I went back to the school and did another food waste audit. Okay. Again, we segregated the food according to the different categories. There was mains, which included meat and vegetarian option. There was vegetable, there was fruit, and there was pudding. And there was a massive reduction in the food waste.
Okay. I mean, that sounds fantastic. So what had the difference been? Was it the session that you ran explaining why food, wasting food was a bad thing, or was there any more factors involved?
I think the education does help, but the other thing that really made it a big impact is the action plan. So what I asked the children to do is make a traffic sign all around the dining hall area so that they can see and read every time when they are going to throw the food away to say, stop, look at your plate, have you eaten all of your food? So it's like a constant reminder for them. It's almost like a traffic sign. When you go and see red light, then you know that you have to stop, right?
Yes.
So I think that made a really, really big impact. And the support from the teacher in the school.
Yes.
And I think that helps a lot.
So they were sort of reinforcing the message that you'd already given.
Yes, especially the kitchen supervisor and the meal supervisor. They were encouraging students to eat the food.
Okay, that's fantastic. So big reductions there. When you spoke to the children before, they gave some reasons why they weren't able to eat all their food. They said that they didn't like it, they didn't get time to eat it, their portions were too big. Were you able to make any difference with these factors? Or?
I was actually. When we did the session and then they told me about the portion size, I went and I spoke to the kitchen staff and I asked them whether they asked the children, how much would you like to eat?
Yes.
And apparently that was in practice. So the kids were able to go and say, actually, can I have half of the portion that you're supposed to give it to me because I cannot finish the food? And I think that makes difference on throwing the food away. Where there might be other children who would go and ask the seconds because they're too hungry, right?
Yes. But as you say, I mean, a junior school might have children of little children and much bigger children, so it's not surprising they've got different size appetites, is it, and that they'll both want different amounts of food. So I mean, that's fantastically successful and actually really quite simple steps that any school could take, isn't it? And it sounds also from what you said as if it's a change that could last for quite a long time if the message is being reinforced all the time by the school staff. So do you have any space for any more food waste ninja schools?
So starting this September till next year, I'm taking on 10 school on board. And so far, 9 school has come back to me.
Right.
And I've got a space for only one school to run the project. The project will be a little bit more elaborate than what I did as my pilot project.
Yes.
And it will run for the whole year. And we'll be covering environmental workshop, economic workshop, and nutritional workshop. So we are trying to angle it from all directions, why food waste is so bad and what can we do to reduce it.
Right. Okay. So what you've done already was a pilot and you're now developing this into a full project. And did you get some funding from somewhere for this?
I did. So Sainsbury's Wasteless Save More Discovery Communities gave us some fund to run in 10 schools. I've got 2 other members of staff working with me who are delivering the workshop along with me for the next year.
Fantastic. Well, that's good to hear. And presumably, if there's anybody thinks that their school would like to be involved in this, rush now to take that one place.
Definitely. Yes, please. As soon as you come back to me, that's how you grab the spot. I've reached out most of the schools around in Harpenden, St Albans and London Colney.
Yeah.
And I've got many schools from all these three areas. So, yeah. Okay. So if you've got a school in any of these areas, please come and get in touch with me.
OK, well, I'll make sure that the information to get in touch with Ruby goes on to the environment page to the Radio Verulam website. OK, so Ruby, whilst we've got you here, you're also involved on the Idling Action St Albans project, asking people to switch off their engines when their vehicles are stationary to improve air quality. And you had a stall on the market on Saturday. So how did that go?
It was a very positive market stall on Saturday. We had many people coming and talking to us about the air pollution and how they are trying to mitigate it. Many people who came to the town, they were saying that they came on their bikes to do a bit of a shopping. So yeah. It was a great and positive impact. Many of them took a sticker so that they could stick it in the car so that the person driving behind them could see the sign to turn off the engine when they are stuck in the traffic to encourage other people to switch their engines off as well.
It sounds like you had a really good reception from the public then.
Yes, it was a very good turnout. We had lots of enthusiastic volunteers who helped out, and a big thank you for them.
Yeah,
I'm doing the school project on anti-idling, where I relay the message from the children to the parents.
Fantastic. Yes, indeed. And you went into a couple of schools yesterday, didn't you? How did they go?
They went brilliant. In the morning, I went to a primary school and camp school in St Albans. And in the afternoon session, I went to Sir John Laws. Both were very actively involved in the air pollution.
Yeah.
They were quite keen on the topic of global warming and how the pollution from the car creates global warming.
Yeah, indeed. Just tell us a little bit about Sir John Law in particular. They sounded very enthusiastic there. What did they get up to?
So the Sir John Law is a secondary school, and though there was a very small group of children, they were full in action. I mean, while I was doing that 1 hour workshop, there were kids writing a letter to the Harpenden Council to put up a sign of anti-idling all around the bus stops and the station. There was another group who were doing a stunt. They made a car with all the messes all around it, and the children behind them followed with a leaflet. So they were doing that.
Oh,
while
I see. They
I was
were walking
there.
Around yes. the school doing that. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
There was another group who were researching on how they can create a banner that they can put up all around the school.
Yeah.
So yeah, full action.
Brilliant. Well, that sounds fabulously enthusiastic, doesn't it? And have you got any spaces left there for more schools to take part?
Yes. If any school would like to take part on the anti-idling and for me to come and do an assembly, yeah. I'm happy to do that. Anything before the summer holidays. I know it's only 2 weeks left to go, but it'll just take 15 minutes of my time, and I can come into the school, and then hopefully this message can be relayed back to the parents, and maybe in summer holidays when they're stuck in traffic,
yeah,
then they remember to turn off the engine.
Absolutely. And actually, it's quite a nice, perhaps a different thing to do at the end of term as well. Something interesting but not so directly involved with schoolwork, is it?
Yeah.
So,
yes, definitely.
That's really good. And just to say also, I suppose you've got another market stall coming up for anti-idling. So if anybody wants to get involved with that,
yes.
Again, I'll put the details on the environment page of the Radio Verulam website so that people can volunteer for that too. Ruby, thank you so much it's great that you're doing all of this stuff, and thank you very much indeed for coming and telling us all about it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks. Ruby. I was there talking to Ruby Rout, and as I said, I'll make sure that information about those two great projects go on the environment page of the Radio Verulam website in case you or a school that you know would like to get involved. Now, Earthworks is a wonderful local charity that combines care for people with learning disabilities with creating a beautiful and productive organic garden. This weekend they have their summer fair coming up, and I spoke to Steve, Kieran and Michelle to find out what we have to look forward to. So in a packed studio here, I've got three visitors from Earthworks. I've got Steve.
Hello.
And Kieran.
Hello.
And Michelle. Excellent. Right, okay, so the Earthworks summer fair is coming up. What have you been busy with recently to get it ready?
What else have we been doing? We've done a lot of work on the gardens ready, getting ready. We have already.
Yeah.
And how have we been keeping the plants growing in this hot weather?
Lots of water as well. We've done that.
Lots of watering to keep all our vegetables
waters.
Growing.
Yeah. You've done very well keeping the vegetables growing in this hot weather.
We've done that.
Lots of water.
Yeah. Done that as well. What else have you been doing?
We've had a little trip out in the van this morning, haven't we?
To
collect some reclaimed big heavy sleepers from a lady's garden.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds like a building project that you're doing.
Yeah. We're going to use those to support some of our water bottles, aren't we?
Yeah, we're trying to do that.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great. Okay, so what, with all these projects going on, what are you looking forward to showing your people when they come and see Earthworks?
People?
What do you think they'll like to see that you've been doing?
Well,
Kieran's been doing a lot of lawn mowing and trimming to make the gardens look as nice as possible for everybody that's going to come and visit.
Yeah, I have.
And we've got an awful lot growing at the moment, haven't we? We've got tomatoes and beans and courgettes and all sorts of herbs. So it's a really lovely time to come and see the garden, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sounds like you've got lots to be proud of there.
Lots of work, haven't we? Yeah. We've got lots.
Great. Well, that would be. I'm sure that people will love to come and see how the hard work that you've put in is creating a beautiful garden, lots of lovely vegetables. So, Michelle, what do you think people, when they come to visit, what do you think they like at the Earthworks Gardens?
Go on.
I know that you do things with wildlife. What kind of things can they see when they come?
Go on, you can say that.
What kind of things have you seen at Earthworks?
Birds and butterflies.
Yes. Do you know what kind of birds you've seen?
Magpie.
Yes, magpie. Any other birds?
Seedfinch.
Yeah.
And robins.
Okay, that's good. And you said butterflies as well. Do you get many butterflies there?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what part of Earthworks they like best?
Plants.
Yes. Yeah. And you have lots of flowers that the butterflies like.
Yes.
So that sounds like there's it's a nice peaceful place with lots of nature for people to enjoy. That sounds lovely. So when people come to your summer fair, what kind of thing will they be able to do when they get
sell them plants?
Oh, you have some plants to sell them?
Yeah, vegetables.
Are these ones that you've grown yourselves?
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic, excellent. And vegetables as well. Again, these are vegetables that you've been growing, Kieran, that you've been watering.
Yeah, so we'll have some produce and a plant store. And you guys have also been working hard making lots of crafts. You're making lots of nice things to sell. We've got some really beautiful bug houses and bug hotels that are really good for attracting beneficial creepy crawlies into your garden, and they can live in there and help your plants grow.
Oh yeah,
that sounds fantastic. And how about, do you have anything for children to do?
Yes, there's going to be kids games, there's going to be some live music. So we've got the fantastic Purple All-Stars, which we're very excited about.
Okay, can you tell us who those are a little bit?
So the Purple All-Stars are a learning disability group that do music and singing and dancing.
Yes.
And Kieran's cousin's actually a member of the Purple All-Stars, so we're excited to see him.
Yes, a bit of a star.
he's definitely one of the stars.
Yeah.
We've got Fleetville Harmony, which is an a cappella group.
Yes.
We've got Alison McFarlane and friends, who are great folk musicians.
Yes.
And we've got Katie's Jumping Fleas, which is really good fun, ukulele group.
Yes, that sounns fantastic. There's one extra thing that I can see on your list there, which I think all the little boys in particular are going to be really excited about.
Oh yeah, this is a great one for the kids. So the fire engine from St Albans Station is going to come down, and everyone's going to be able to have a nosy around that and look at all the gear that the fire engine's got on it.
Wonderful.
And all the kit. As long as they don't have to rush off to an emergency, they'll be with us for part of the day.
That's always the danger, isn't it? So would you like to remind us when the Earthworks Summer Fair is?
It's on Saturday the 15th of July, and it's between 12 and 4 p.m.
Okay.
At our Earthworks site on Hicksbury Lane in St Albans.
Okay. And parking's often a bit of a problem down at Earthworks, isn't it? It's not an enormous site. So have you got any advice for people coming there?
Yeah, you're right. Parking can be a bit limited. So if you can, especially if it's a lovely day, which we're keeping our fingers crossed for, get the bikes out, get the kids on the bikes, or have a nice walk through Highfield Park.
Yeah.
And come and join us that way. That would be really cool.
Jolly good. Excellent. We hope it goes really well. It sounds like lots of fun. Steve, Michelle, Kieran, thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
And I was talking there to Steve and some of the fantastic volunteers at Earthworks there. And you can find information about the Earthworks Open Day on the Radio Verulam website. So also coming up this weekend is the Highfield Park Town and Country Show. That's on Saturday and Sunday, 11 till 6 on both days. And there'll be lots going on, including some falconry and some rural crafts and lots of fresh air and fun for everyone. And if you're interested in butterflies, the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust invite you to join them for a walk looking for butterflies such as the silver-washed fritillary, sounds lovely, doesn't it, and a purple emperor butterfly. And this is 10 till 12 this Sunday at North Hall Great Wood. That'll cost you £5 and you can book on the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust website. That's a butterfly walk this Sunday. Or if you fancy another walk, the Hearts Health Walks will have a walk this Sunday. It'll be from the Moor Mill Pub and it'll be around Bricket Wood Common. It starts at 10:30. It's about 4 miles long with the option for refreshments afterwards. And that's a free event if you fancy having a Hearts Health Walk around Bricket Wood Common this Sunday. And I've got a quick message for you from the St Albans Oxfam supporters group. They say, before everyone breaks up for the summer, it's time to ask you about the Oxfam Hearts Hike, which this year is going to be on Saturday, the 23rd of September. Our fundraising this year is for Oxfam's water projects for rural villages in northern Kenya. And we hope once again to raise £6,000, so help if you can. Now, in previous years, you've given your time really, really generously to marshal or help on the day, and so please can you save the date in your diary, and if you can come and help again, then that would be really great. The greatest need for help is on the Saturday for marshalling, but they also want some people to come and put the signs out beforehand, and I'll put the contact details on the Radio Verulam website, where you can listen at leisure to the podcasts and you can get in touch with us as well. Next week we'll be taking plastic off the menu. Until then, thank you for listening.